Now, the Association of Secondary Teachers of Ireland has said it will ballot its members next month on possible industrial action. The INTO also said yesterday it would ballot its members on potential strike action unless the government puts a respectable pay offer on the table. Both unions are recommending that their members mandate them to utilise all options up to and including strike action in order to secure pay rises. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Kieran Christie, who is Secretary General of the ASTI. Kieran, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning.
Your members, how would you describe the mood, I suppose, and the mood of the executive having come through, I suppose, the bones of a summer, waiting for, I suppose, progress on some level of talk on pay?
Well, everybody in the economy, our members are no different. They're suffering the effects of the cost of living crisis and the runaway inflation. So it is greatly disappointing that, the building momentum agreement, which is the public sector agreement that's currently in force, the ICTU public sector committee asked for a review of it when it became obvious earlier this year, as far back as March, that it was failing to maintain, any level of credibility in terms of the runaway inflation. And they wanted it reviewed, and the government have been dragging their heels ever since and made a very inadequate offer to shore the thing up in June. And there's been no progress since. So there's anger there, and there's frustration there that the government has essentially walked off the pitch, and they need to go back on to the pitch and make a credible offer.
What would a credible offer look like to your members' minds?
Well, I'm not party to the negotiating team. That's their business. But certainly what has been offered heretofore is inadequate. Something like 2.5% for this year and 2.5% for next year. That's just not at the races at all when it comes to the fact that inflation this year looks set to be for 10%, and most analysts are conservatively putting inflation for next year at 4%. So the truth of the matter is that the government are asking public sector workers to take a pay decrease.
Mm. Okay, what would you say, Kieran, to the argument that, look, and it's been made by government and made by others, Pascal Donohue, the Minister of Finance, speaking in the media this morning, saying the government cannot do everything. They cannot cover every sort of an increase. They cannot insulate everyone at every level across the economy for what's coming, for the inflation that's there and for the difficulties that lie ahead.
Well, we acknowledge that it's difficult all round, and everybody is mindful of that. And the public sector committee negotiators have already indicated to the government that there will be a level of flexibility there. But the government has essentially, gone silent since June, and I know they have been invited back into further talks.
In fairness, Michael McGrath was speaking in recent weeks, and he said, look, the government is on standby to re-enter talks. He said it would be as flexible as possible, but it's not prepared to chase inflation, which could result in inflation being embedded in the system and harder to control.
Negotiations aren't done over the airwaves. Michael McGrath can go on to any radio station he likes and make statements like that. But the facts are very simple. The last engagement between the public sector union negotiating team and the government side was in June. And there's no date that I'm aware of set for a resumption of those talks. And that's not how you do industrial relations.
Is this he firing a shot across the bows of the government to get them back talking and get them serious and get them thinking about what you're calling a credible pay offer?
Well, public sector workers don't want to be even contemplating industrial action or strike action of any kind. Of course not. But we can't stand idly by and watch the standards of living of our members deteriorate significantly as is happening currently.
And with that in mind, from your own union's point of view, I know the INTO can speak for themselves, but from your own union's point of view, what will the schedule look like now in terms of both the ballot, the length of time it'll take, and if you get to go ahead, what could we possibly be looking at in terms of some level of disruption to teachers' work in the new school year?
Well, Well, the hope would be that, you know, the common sense would prevail and that the government would come back in short order with a credible pay offer that can be put to ballot and put this matter to rest. But if that doesn't happen, balloting will be commencing in early September across all the public sector unions, as I understand it, not just teachers, all the other trade unions involved as well. And that where that will take us will depend on our members, but certainly I would be expecting industrial action to happen, and hopefully we wouldn't ever have to get to that point.
Yeah, different levels of it, I suppose, but you'd be talking perhaps maybe in a timeline, perhaps, and notwithstanding all you're saying there about hoping the talks resume, you could see some disruption before Christmas? If the worst comes to the worst?
I would think that that would be, if the government allows this to deteriorate, I would expect that there would be industrial action prior to Christmas. Yes.
Okay, your final point here. Are you not jumping the gun a little bit? I mean, the government is coming up with a budget, working hard on a budget at the moment. All sorts of considerations about things that will be done which will benefit your members as well as everybody else in terms of energy costs, in terms of bills. There's going to be some sort of a cost of living package there. And there are also discussions and you know, talks and emanations coming out now about the tax treatment of people. So you could see quite significant differences in your members' pay packets following the budget.
No, we don't think we're jumping any guns. As I've already outlined, we initially raised this matter with the government as far back as March, and it's now heading into the autumn and there's no progress. So, you know,
would you not be better off waiting to see what happens in the budget to see how impacted your members' wages will be before pursuing the next stage of the pay claim?
No, we do our business by way of sitting down with the government and negotiating. And as far as I'm aware, the government have basically walked out of a room in June and they haven't re-entered it. Now, that's not how you do industrial relations. When our members are suffering and public sector workers throughout the country are suffering in terms of the cost of living increases and not having the wages sustainably keeping up with them.
Okay. All right, Kieran, listen, we're going to leave it there. We'll see what happens, whether the government come back into talks or whether... But just on that ballot, when will it take place? When will you have the results finally?
Well, my understanding is ours will, and my understanding is right across the public sector, the intention is to ballot in early September if there's no progress in the meantime.
Okay. All right, Kieran, we'll wait and see what happens there. Thanks very much for taking the time to join us in the programme this morning. That's Kieran Christie, Secretary General of the Association of Secondary School Teachers of Ireland. We were mentioning at the start of the show the ASTI and the INTO, the Irish National Teachers Organisation, have announced that they'll be balloting their workers and their members for possible strike action. The INTO saying that they will if they don't have a credible pay offer from the government in the meantime. With me on the programme is Branch, a representative for the Kerry and West Limerick branches, Anne Horan of the INTO. Anne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. Is that the situation? You haven't exactly announced the ballot, but you will be balloting if you don't get a better offer from government. Is that right?
Absolutely. In conjunction with approximately 20 other public sector unions, this is a coordinated ballot. So we are hoping that the government will step up and that the government will put a respectable pay offer on the table. You know, we all know that inflation is very high. Inflation is now running at 12%. There's figures to be released this evening, and you know, we would expect that inflation will show up to be higher than the 12%. What the government offered us in June was 2.5%. So 2.5% offered by the government with inflation going at 12%. So it's very obvious that there's a deficit there. Teachers are struggling. All workers are struggling. You know, this is affecting households all over the country, every kind of household. So it is time that, you know, the government returns to the table, returns to discussions.
That's what you want to happen. ASTI are saying the government walked away, but the government's saying they're willing and ready to talk at any stage, but you're not hearing much talk from them.
No, absolutely not. And that's what's putting... This isn't the situation that we want to be in. That, you know, INTO, other unions, we do not want to be in this position, but, you know, what do we do? The government are unwilling to return and to have meaningful engagement. And it's the role of a trade union. If our employer isn't willing to help us to face these unprecedented times with inflation the way it is, rising inflation, it is our role, you know, to try to counter it.
Okay, what would you say, and the budget is to the forefront of the government's mind at the moment. It's coming out next month. Lots of discussion of cost of living packages, perhaps more money off people's utility bills, other things being done. Tax changes, fairly major tax changes, are being discussed at the moment. Would it not be better to wait to see what comes out there and how that will help your members before you factor in the impact of inflation and wages?
I suppose we have to go back to the pay agreement that has just finished at kind of around Easter time, the Building Momentum Agreement. And that agreement had a clause built into it, a review clause, that could be invoked if there was a drop in the economic circumstances of the country. That drop happened. And that was invoked by the unions that, I think it was last May, June time, the unions invoked that there would be a review and the government hadn't come up with anything meaningful. So I think that's where we are. It's a separate issue. This is part of building momentum. Yeah, that's where we're coming from.
Yeah, okay. Look, this comes up every time. It will come up again when we get into the teeth of this thing in terms of the talks and what you're hoping to get in relation to it. You know, teachers pay not too badly off in terms of the comparison across Europe. I know you're saying there's higher class sizes for you to deal with as well compared to other countries, but the average gross salary for secondary teachers in the public, 61,441. Primary school teachers not doing too bad otherwise in relation to it. What would you say to those who would say, look, we're all struggling. Private sector people are struggling as well. And, you know, only getting modest pay increases, if any, with one carer on the programme who works in a nursing home, 30 cent pay rise was all they got.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, issues of class size are budget issues. So that's a different story. But, you know, households are struggling. Public sector, private sector, all sorts of households are struggling. Teachers are no different. Everybody has found that their money isn't going as far as it used to go. Everybody is finding that. As a union, it is our role to try to help our members. And that is what we're going to do. Unions are hugely important, and this is one of the major roles of the union.
Yeah. There's a lot to go, a lot to work on, a lot before you talk and a lot whatever. But if it does come to pass, are we looking at perhaps maybe as we head into October, November, if there isn't agreement, we could see some forms of industrial action from the INTO?
Well, I suppose the whole thing is we don't want to be here. We don't want to be in this position. It's now up to the government to come back and to engage with the public sector unions. Not, as I say, it's not just INTO. It's up to the government to come back and engage. And if the government can give us a respectable pay offer, that offer would then come to the executive, and the offer would go to a ballot of the members. It is up to the government. This can be stopped.
Okay. All right. And we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much,
Anne Horan, there of the INTO.